My redeemer lives. My redeemer lives. My redeemer lives. My redeemer lives.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. How are you feeling? How are you doing? Are you feeling hiring? Are you feeling Gucci? Are you okay? I'm on a roll today. I don't know, but I'm in a good mood. I'm in such a good mood. I don't know why. Is it because Christ, our Savior, has risen? Is it because my Redeemer lives? Is it because we're celebrating Easter? Is that the reason? Anyway, welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. My name is Awino Awiti, the host of this amazing podcast, and this is episode 157. This is a special episode because I'm recording this at literally 2:25 a.m. It's me and my weird recording errors against the world. So yeah, I'm recording this at 2 a.m. literally, and I'm just in a good mood because we are celebrating a special holiday, a special day. Actually, you're going to be listening to this on Monday. I'm just editing this immediately after recording because you're going to be listening to this on Monday, which is going to be Easter Monday, the day that Christ Jesus, our Savior of the world, rose from the dead to save us from our sins, bro. So the reason I specifically wanted to record this specific episode and drop it on this specific day, because it's such an important day for someone like me who is a Christian, who believes in God, who is a spiritual person. And I was in church today. It was yesterday because it's literally now Monday, and I was in church yesterday, Sunday. So yeah, I was in church yesterday, and the pastor was in his bag. The pastor was in his bag today. Like, he made me understand. I think when you were young, when you were studying religion, like as a subject, you used to study CRE, Christian Religious Education. So we were basically studying religion as it is. And, you know, growing up is realizing that religion and spirituality are... What was that accent? Growing up is realizing that religion and spirituality are two different things. And the more you grow up, now you have to really deconstruct religion and deconstruct the two and know the difference between the two and know where you stand as an individual. Because our system, 844, in our education system, taught us religion. Colonialism taught us religion. But we never understood it in depth. We understood it like from the syllabus, from whatever it was taught to us. But growing up, you have to really internalize all these things and understand it on your own, for your own benefit. So I was in church today and yesterday, and the pastor was the preaching today was of course basically about the death of our Christ and the resurrection, how he resurrected and what all that meant for Christians and Christianity as a whole. And I feel like we really misunderstood religion. Okay, let me speak for myself. I feel like I really misunderstood religion from what you are taught in school. Honestly, man, let me not lie. School didn't teach us the right thing, the right pathway it comes to religion. Am I really making sense? But they didn't really deconstruct religion to us. It's something that was forced on us. Yeah. Yeah. They just really forced religion on us. Like CRE was, you had to study CRE I think in high school, that's when you had a choice to not study CRE. But as much as you wouldn't study it as a subject, you had to, and it was enforced in us. In school, it was enforced in us. Like you had to go to, I don't know, the school had masses. Like it was really enforced in us. Even growing up, like we found it, like religion was something that it was enforced on us through our childhood, through our adulthood. But now growing up as a fully fledged adult, I've realized that I'm actually a spiritual person. I prefer being a spiritual person to being a religious person. So there is a difference. So this is a question to ask you. Do you really understand your faith? Do you understand your faith? Because like I was saying, I was in church today and the pastor really, like he really deconstructed religion and Easter Sunday and Good Friday, what this holiday means for Christians and Christianity as a religion, and what his death and his resurrection meant for us in the entire world as Christians and whatever. So because hey, we live in a cooked world, man. Nowadays the world is so cooked. We live in a cooked world where people are trying to convince us that Jesus isn't real. I don't know. I was even having a conversation with someone, and someone saying, the Bible is actually a script. It was written by someone who is like you. So don't believe in everything. Don't believe in the Bible. Even Jesus. Jesus is just science. Religion is just a science. Like, even God. Some people even think God doesn't exist. I'm like, bruh. The audacity. Like, are you not even scared for yourself? When I find someone, okay, honestly, honestly, I judge people who say they're atheists. Kill me, bro. I judge people. There's nothing like everyone should believe what they believe in. Bro. Me, if you're an atheist, I'll judge you, man. Because where the hell did you come from? How can you explain the entire existence of you? Where did you come from? Like, how can you explain the entire existence of human beings, the entire existence of the earth, of creation, all these things? Where did they come from? Like, they didn't come from magic. So when you say you're an atheist, when you say that you don't even believe in any higher power, you don't believe that God exists, what do you mean, man? Me, I'll judge you, man. And I'll judge those kind of people. I judge them and I just cut you off. Like, I can't have a conversation. Okay, maybe, but you need to be enlightened. But okay, you can say that when at a certain age, but you're a fully grown adult and you have the audacity to open your mouth and just say, nah, I don't believe in God. I don't believe that there's something. Cut the bullshit. So I was thinking about of the difference between religion and spirituality, and just being in church today enlightened a lot of things for me. I feel like, yeah, this is something that I need to talk about on the pod, because some people actually follow religion, but they actually don't feel connected to God. You might be going to church. Like I said, religion was something that was enforced. It was enforced to us at a younger age. Like it was mandatory to go to church every Sunday. No matter what you're going through, no matter what happens, Sundays are for going to church. Either Sundays or Saturdays. Actually, when I was young, I used to be a Seventh-day Adventist, because that was what was enforced to me by the people I used to live with. Like, that was what people were doing. Like, every Saturday you have to go to church. So as I grew up, of course, my childhood changed, and then we started going to church on Sunday. Bruh. Like, religion is, so I didn't really understand all these things. Like, okay, I knew I had to go to church. I knew I had to pray. I knew the difference between right and wrong. But did I really have a personal relationship with God? I never did. I never had that connection with God, even as a kid. Like, that real connection. I knew I had to pray, of course. Pray before you eat. Pray before you sleep. Pray before you travel. That was mandatory. That's now religion. Like, you have to, there are things you have to do for you to be considered. Like, religion is like rules. Are you getting me? Like, it's like you're following a certain, it's like you're following certain types of rules. Like, you have to pray day and night. You have to pray before you sleep. You have to, I don't know, like, it's like you're following a certain what's the following a certain program? Does that make sense? But are you actually internalizing what you're praying? Are you actually feeling connected with God? Because now spirituality, that's where spirituality comes in. Spirituality is now your personal relationship with the Most High. That's where spirituality comes in. Spirituality is how you connect with God. It's your personal relationship with God. It's like spirituality is creative, but religion is prescriptive. Spirituality is knowing, not believing, like religion. Like I said, when you grew up, religion was something that it was enforced to us. We are forced to believe in religion. We are forced, like, we're like, yeah, you have to go to church, you have to read the Bible, you have to do this. Like we really didn't understand it, but we didn't internalize it. But now spirituality is knowing why you believe in God, having that connection with God, affirming that you believe in God, like experiencing God in your life, experiencing Jesus Christ in your life. That's why, I mean, you can convince me about anything in this entire world, but you can never convince me that Jesus Christ didn't die for our sins. You can never convince me that God doesn't exist, because I have experienced him, because I have connected with him, because I have seen his goodness in my life. Literally, there's some things that just happen in your life and like, no, this can't be a human being. No, this has to be something greater. This has to be a higher power. So spirituality is awareness. It's an awakening. Religion is a belief. But spirituality is an experience. You get to experience Jesus. You get to experience his goodness in your life. So today, I want to ask you a question. This is a call to action to all the speakers out there. Before you get convinced, because nowadays a lot of people say a lot of things on social media, especially on TikTok. Even people just write anything, especially conversations that have to do with spirituality, religion. There's always a gray area. Christianity and whatever, it's always a gray area. And people will try to convince you, like, no, the Bible, I don't know what, Christianity. And I'm here not trying to convince you anything, but I'm here trying to just send a message that before you say something about not believing in God, before you say that, the Bible, before you start questioning God, questioning Christianity, questioning all that, think to yourself, do you have a personal relationship with God? Do you have you experienced his goodness in your life? Do you have a personal connection with God? Think about that first before you start dismissing the Bible, before you start dismissing the existence of God, before you start dismissing Jesus Christ, the Word, our Savior. Before you start doing that, just ask yourself, do you have a personal relationship with God? Not necessarily, you don't have to be religious, but I'll encourage people to have a spiritual relationship with God. Be spiritual. Try to experience the goodness of God in your life. Like today, when I was in church, the pastor was actually said something that really stuck with me. He said that the reason why Christianity is like so big, Christianity is a worldwide, it's something that is a religion that is practiced worldwide. It's because when Christ died and rose from the dead for our sins, that, like, it put a stamp on Christianity. Do you get, is that the right word? Like, it put a stamp, it validated Christianity, because this man was sent by God, his son. God sent his son to the world to save us, and he died and rose from our sins. So that already validates Christianity, man. So when someone says, oh, yeah, Christianity is the religion, Christianity was brought by colonialists. Yes, colonialism. Okay. But have you not experienced God in your life? Do you have a personal relationship with God? So as we celebrate Easter Sunday today, I would want to ask you to just have a sit down at the beginning of the episode. The song that I was singing, that was the song I've been singing the whole day, because that was the song that's the last song that I sang in church. Like, just understanding that concept, like, Jesus, like, God sent his son to die for our sins, and he died and he rose and we are saved, bruh. Can't convince me. So let's debunk, let's deconstruct religion versus, okay, not versus, versus is not a good word. Okay, let's deconstruct religion and Christianity. Let's define the difference, because religion is like structured. Like I said, it's something that was enforced to us as kids when you are young, growing up. So it feels structured. Religion is something that is structured. It's into institutional. It's rule based. It's rules based, actually. That's the right word. Religion is rules based. Like I said, growing up, we knew that before you eat, you have to pray. Every Sunday, you have to go to church. You have to go to Sunday school. Like, it's rules. There are specific rules. There are things you have to do. You have to, I don't know, dress in a certain way when going to church. We have to, like, there's certain rules. So religion is like rules based. It's structured. It's more structured. It's institutional. It focuses on rituals, traditions, authority. It's often external. It's what you do, how you behave, how you're seen, exactly the point that I've said. So it can sometimes feel like pressure, fear, or obligation. Like, there's an episode I did many years ago in 2023, the religion part one. I've never done a part two, but I'm gonna do it. It takes time, faith is a journey, man. Faith, finding your faith, finding, like, building a relationship with God. It's a journey. It's a consistent journey. That's why I've never did a part two of that episode, but I'll do it. I don't know how many years to come, but it has to come. So in that episode, I said that since I so that episode dropped in 2023. So I said that since 2020, when COVID hit, I had never gone to church. See, and when COVID hit, until that year 2023, when I went back to church, lenny niliamka tu nikatoka kwangu. I just woke up that day. I was like, today Sunday, I'm going back to church. It had been 3 years since I last went to church, and I was like, nah, I want to go to church. And that's when my spiritual journey started. That's when my spirituality journey started with God. That's when I started building a personal relationship with God. Because before that, before 2020, I used to go to church out of obligation. Because I was obligated to. At the time I was in uni, when I was starting my university, I used to go to, when I was in uni, I used to live with my auntie, and we had to, every Sunday you had to go to church. And I really love my auntie because she really never forced us. I don't know. People will go to church. Weka unaenda, unaenda. Kama wendi, wendi. Kama utaenda, utaenda. And I think I really love that. That she instilled something in us, because she didn't really force someone to go to church. So you had to, like, that's why I think you had to just find your connection with God, your relationship with God. And remember, I used to go to church sometimes out of obligation, out of feeling bad, like, I don't want to be left out. Guys are going to church and I'm left at home doing nothing, and people are in church. I used to feel bad. So I used to sometimes go out of obligation. But now it's 2023. I was like, man, I want to seek God. I want to seek God. I want to know God, and I want to connect with God. And that's when my spirituality journey started. I went to church on my own, no obligation, because that's when I had finished school, I had graduated, I had moved out, so I lived alone. So everything was on me. Like, it was on me to build the life I wanted. There's nothing like, no, I was like, nah, I'm not doing things because my childhood was this, because I used to do this when I was young. This is my house, this is my rules, this is my life. So that's when I went back to church and started my spirituality journey. And since then, mashallah. Mashallah, I have a personal relationship with God. I feel so connected with God. I have seen his greatness. I have experienced him in my life. So that's what spirituality is. Spirituality is personal. It's internal. It's experiential. It focuses on connection, meaning, and inner transformation. And it's less about the rules and more about relationship with God, with self, with purpose. It feels like freedom, alignment, peace. That's what spirituality is. And the moment you differentiate the two and you understand the two, that's why you'll see, like, someone goes to church every Sunday, but the life they live, bro, like, because they don't have a personal relationship with God. They have not going to church every Sunday doesn't mean that it doesn't make you spiritual. Going to church every Sunday doesn't mean you are connected to God. You have to have a personal relationship with Him. You have to experience Him. You have to know Him. So religion can tell you how to pray, but spirituality asks you why you're praying. Why do you want God to do this for you? Why you are praying? That, like, by the way, I pray. By the there's a meme. Was it a meme where someone said it? Some people, I'm always scared of praying in public. You know, come at him because somewhere, like, there someone wants to pray. I was like, okay, you're like gonna kind of judge me or with how I pray, because me, I pray, the way I pray is like I'm having a conversation with God. Like God is like me. I always say, like, God is like my father, man. Like, I talk to Him like He's my dad. I was like, I'll just be like, hi. So I'm so stressed. There's this thing, like, it's like having a conversation, and I don't know, but I always feel like He's there. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying, but I always feel like He's there. And sometimes I feel like He's even talking to me. Is that crazy? Am I going crazy? Tell me if I'm going crazy. But yeah, that's what spirituality means to me. That's what I've seen. That's what my spirituality is. I have a conversation with God literally. And sometimes I feel like He's answering me. Like, I feel like He's beside me, hearing me praying. And this actually happened when I was fasting. That's why I always stress this. Fasting is so important. It draws you closer to God. It strengthens your personal relationship with God. Fasting is so important. Every beginning of the year nowadays, I fast in January, like this year when I was fasting, and I was just praying, and I could literally feel the presence of God. I could literally feel Him. Like, just that praying, having that conversation, I could literally feel. There was even something I was praying about, and He answered this immediately. Like, I could hear Him actually speaking to me and saying, ah, why do you worry so much? Like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm getting over my head, but that's me. That's just me, man. Me and God, we go together real bad. So, as we celebrate Easter today, this is something that we need to acknowledge. The story, the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ as Christians, and what it symbolizes, because it symbolizes sacrifice, it symbolizes a rebirth, and it symbolizes hope and redemption. And when you think about the contrast between religion and spirituality, when you're celebrating Easter, when you're religious, celebrating Easter looks like, yeah, going to church, definitely. Going out, putting on good outfits, our Easter eggs, people suggest you are Easter eggs, traditions, the routines, you know, that's what religion looks like. The routines, like every Easter you celebrate the routines, the traditions, you don't know what. But spirituality, what Easter looks like in spirituality is reflecting on what needs to, like, reflecting on, like, today I spent the day reflecting. I was like, brah. Like, I've never internalized Easter holiday this much as I did this year. I was like, because I think that's Pastor Stax. He really made me think a lot about my faith today when he was preaching, and he really expounded and explained what Easter means and what the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ means for Christianity and for our faith, for your faith. And it got me thinking, that it got me reflecting on what needs to die within me and what needs to rise again. Because he was like, the resurrection of Christ is like a rebirth. It's like the resurrection. It's like it's a time for you to also resurrect, man. Because sometimes you might be, life can be hard. Life. One thing about life can be hard at times. And you might believe you give up on the things you love doing. You lose yourself in life. But this resurrection, this Easter holiday, this holiday feels like it's time for us, as much as Christ, the fact that Christ died and rose again for our sins, it's time for you to also rise, man. It's time for you to rise. Because we celebrate the resurrection, but are we actually resurrecting anything in our own lives? That's how I interpreted it, because we'll celebrate the resurrection, but are we actually resurrecting anything in our own lives? That's why I feel like we need, I took today to just internalize what the death and resurrection of Christ means to me as a Christian, as a believer. And What parts of me need to die? What things I need to let go of? And what I need to connect back to? What I need to connect back to? There are things I wanted to do some time back, but I forgot. Even you who was listening, there are things, there are dreams, there are things you always wanted to do. You are so enthusiastic. I remember when I was a teenager, I was in my early 20s, I was so enthusiastic with life. I was like, man, I'm going to be the biggest star in the entire world. The world is going to be my oyster. The world is not ready for me. I was like, bruh, y'all ain't ready for me. But as you grow older, bro, capitalism. I blame it on capitalism. Adulting. Life. All these things. Bills. All those things encapsulate. You forget yourself. All those things happen. Forget the life you always wanted to live. You forget the things that always meant a lot for you, the things you always wanted to do. So you lose yourself. So as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, what if it's time for us to also resurrect something in our own lives? What if it's time for you to resurrect something in your own life, something you've always wanted, the things you've always done? What if it's time for you to resurrect your dreams? What if it's time for you to resurrect your dreams, the dreams you had, the dreams you abandoned, the passions you outgrew out of fear, the versions of yourself you suppressed to fit in? What did you once believe about yourself that you stopped believing? What dream did life or people bury? It's time for you to resurrect your dreams. It's time for you to resurrect your dreams. That's why I love journaling. Last week, I was just going through my journals from the past years. And I love keeping my journals. But I'll keep them for years. So there's a journal. My 2022 journal. So 2022 was the year that I actually finished uni and graduated. So that year, I used to journal a lot. I had dreams because I'm like, yeah, I'm done. I've graduated. The world is my oyster. Y'all can't tell me nothing. And I cannot tell me nothing. I was like, bro, I'm the smartest, prettiest. You can't. The world is my oyster. I'm going to be big. I'm going to make it big. So I used to journal a lot. And I used to have a strategy, especially for the pod. That's when I was so hungry, bro. I was so hungry. I had big dreams. I had big plans for this podcast. I wrote it down. That's why it's so important to write all these things down. I wrote them down. I had a strategy, bro. I was going through that journal the other day, and I was just laughing because I was like, sis, who's this? Who was this girl? Because those are two different girls, man. The girl that wrote that journal and this girl now, those are two different girls. And I wrote the dreams, the plans I had for the podcast, the strategies. Of course, let me be fair to myself. I did some of them. Let me be fair. I did some of those. I actually fulfilled some of those plans, those dreams, actually fulfilled them. But most, most I didn't. That's why this holiday, this Easter holiday, feels like it's time for us to resurrect our dreams. It's time for you to resurrect your dreams. Honestly, the past 2 weeks, I've not been feeling it. And I don't know what's happening, because I don't know, but I've just not been feeling it. I've not been as productive as I want to. And I've been guilty. I've been doom scrolling, and I've been so guilty. And I'm like, nah, no, I have plans. I have things and actually the worst part is I know I have to do this. I know that this is something I need to do. And this is something I know that if I lock in, it's going to turn out so well. So what is stopping me? What is stopping you? So this is a time for us. This is a reminder. It's time for you to resurrect your dreams. As we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Savior, it's time for you to also resurrect. It's time for us, man. It's time for us to also resurrect. Because maybe your dream isn't dead. Maybe it's just waiting for you to believe again. So this Easter, let it be a reset point, because that's how I'm taking it. Actually, this Monday today, I just feel like starting a clean leaf. In fact, when my year is starting in March. No, scratch that. My year is starting in April. My year is starting today on 6th April. Let my year begin now. Let me resurrect my dreams. My dreams, man. Let me cook. Allow me to cook. Let me lock in, man. Let me lock in. Let's all lock in, man. You who's listening, my fellow speaker. Let's resurrect our dreams. It's time for us to rise. The way Christ is rising today, let us rise with him. Let us not be left behind. Yeah, this is a wake-up call for you not to be left behind. We still have a long way to go this year. You have to lock in. Mwaka isishe tena useme, we try again next year. No. We are getting old, though. Time ain't on our side. We have a lot of stuff to do. So let's rise. Let's resurrect our dreams. This is a wake-up call. Let's rise. Let's rise again. Let's rise with me, guys. Rise with me. Let's do this together, because it feels like an awakening. It feels like a rebirth. Like, yes. Yes, I want to do this. Actually, I'm so motivated, and I really hope I don't give up on myself and on my dreams. And I really hope you don't give up on yourself and on your dreams. Let this be a reminder for us to resurrect our dreams, those things that you had, and to dig deeper, when it comes to your spirituality. Dig deeper. Don't listen to all these social media things. Do your own research. Dig deeper. Have your own relationship. Have your own. I was reading a Substack note. I love Substack. Let me tell you guys. Let me put you on my current favorite apps: Substack and Pinterest. Oh, when I say I'm doom scrolling, actually I don't actually really doom scroll a lot on TikTok. I actually doom scroll a lot on Substack and Pinterest. Oh my god, I love Pinterest and Substack. Those are my favorite apps currently. And Substack is so rich. Like, my mind is always blown when I, like, it opens my mind so much, because people are so creative and people are geniuses out here. The articles people write over there, they actually can change your life. So there's an article I was reading the other day on Substack where someone said, the thing was curation. The whole article was about curation being a lost art. Like, nowadays, curation is a lost art. People actually nowadays don't curate anything new. People constantly, we do the same things. People are actually copying each other. We do the same things. Even when it comes to content, people create the same style of content. Even the movies are just the same. The storylines are the same. The characters are the same. The character development is the same. Like, curation is a lost art. Even fashion, people dress the same nowadays. You'll go to an event and people are like, yeah, there's nothing new. People are not coming up with new stuff anymore. Curation is a lost art. Like, bring back originality. Bring back originality. And I love that article so much. Like, bring back originality. People nowadays are always trying to copy each other. Fashion, content, hairstyles, whatever. How people are even raising their kids. People are just copying each other. Like, when you see someone, and even opinions. Yeah, people even copy each other when it comes to opinions. Like, when someone asks you, when you're scrolling on your phone, and then you see someone is talking about something, maybe something controversial, and before you even stop to think what's your opinion on that controversial topic, you have to check the comment section first and see what other people's opinion. You have to see what other people's opinion is on that topic for you to have an opinion. So, like, bruh, bring back originality. Creation is a lost art. So then that opinion that you read from the comment section, that's what you make your opinion to. Like, you don't really have your own opinion on some stuff. So nowadays, actually, that's what I actually do. When I'm scrolling somewhere, I'm scrolling on Instagram, on TikTok, just social media, and then I see someone talking about something controversial, I pause to think what my view is on that topic before I even read the comment. Before a comment is confused, I always stop nowadays and to think, what's my opinion on this? And that's something we need to do more. Curation is a lost art. People are doing the same things. Like I said again, the world is cooked. Curation is a lost art. We need to bring back originality. bring back originality. So that's why I'll tell you, in this world where people copy each other, people do whatever other people are doing because it's trendy, because it's yeah, blah, blah, blah. Think on your own. Stand on your own. Yeah, there's something again. Oh, today I feel so, what's the word? I feel like the pastor really poured into me today, because there's something you also said today that stuck with me. They say that what the death and resurrection of Christ also means to us, it sends a message to us that you need to stand even if you're standing alone. You need to be willing to stand for something even if you are standing alone, which is so rare nowadays. Like I said, people are copying each other. People will do anything. People will support the person who has the majority, who has majority followers, who has a majority of supporters. They'll just support, but you really don't care about your opinion. So spirituality, like, dig deep. Stand even if you're willing to stand alone. You need to be willing to stand even if you're standing alone. That's what also this resurrection of Christ means to me. So be intentional about your growth. That's spirituality as a daily practice, is being intentional about your growth. It's self-reflection. Actually, nowadays I reflect a lot. Even after having a conversation with someone, after going out, having a conversation with someone, I'll just sit with myself in my house and just think, okay, this conversation, why did I do this? Like, I reflect and I actually recognize my patterns. I was reading somewhere where someone said, pattern recognition is the best skill you can have in this life. It's the best intelligence skill. Like, being able to, even before you recognize other people's patterns, being able to recognize your own patterns, correcting yourself, self-reflection, that's a good skill to have. That's an underrated skill. So spirituality also as a daily practice looks like aligning actions with purpose. Aligning your actions with your purpose. Choosing peace, forgiveness, truth. And spirituality is not separate from life. It's how you live it. It's how you live it. How you live your life can tell if you're spiritual or, yeah, religious. So, amen? Amen. Misa imeisha, sasa jamani mutoe sadaka. Toa ndugu toa. I feel like today I was just preaching on this episode, but I was like, yeah, this is something I need to talk about on the podcast. Because this is a conversation I've been seeing a lot. Everywhere where people are talking about religion and spirituality. I'm religious, but I'm not spiritual. I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious. So yeah, blah, blah, blah. So ask yourself, what in your life needs to die so something greater can live? Are you practicing religion, or are you actually transforming? And if this is your season of resurrection, what are you bringing back to life? Because I have a long list. Y'all are going to see it. I'm not giving you spoilers. So this Easter, don't just celebrate a resurrection. Become one. Unspoken.